Hello, is this Crystal?
This is she.
Yes, hello, Crystal. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Not bad.
Got it. Okay, no, I understand. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
And were you taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
For this, yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I'm very sorry to hear that. Was this meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was of the brain.
Meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Crystal, very quickly, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
All right, let me see if we can try to help you out. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, no, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. Now, I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
That's correct.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All right. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain?
Oh, okay. When was I diagnosed, you said? Okay, that was about it was April 13th, 2017.
That's when you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, and you said April 13, 2017?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. And then what's your date of birth, please?
March 31st, 68.
Okay, you said March 31st, 1968.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start taking Depo Provera?
Okay, let me get the dates right here. It was about the June 2013 was when I started.
Okay, let me see. June of 2013, only because I do need to have a day on here as well. Do you want me to just put the first to make it simple?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. June 1st of 2013, and then when did you stop taking Depo Provera?
It's about the March 2017.
March of 2017, okay. Do you want me to put the first for that one as well to keep it simple?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I can do that for you. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
No, okay. And then, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
It was Pfizer.
Pfizer is the company that makes it. So, you did use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then, it was the injectable Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always the Depo Provera.
Oh, okay. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes. Minimum.
You did use it for 1 year minimum?
Yeah, it was 4 years.
Okay.
At least 4 years.
So, within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
You said at least. Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
And then this question, I just have to ask it, but you did use Depo Provera after the year 1992, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. Then you said you started using it 6/1/2013, and you stopped around 3/1/2017, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then, can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. And then for your first name, I have it here spelled Crystal, correct?
Correct.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
Middle initial excuse me, is Y.
Okay. Y as in yo-yo?
Yes.
Okay, and then last name, is it Thomas?
Yes.
Thomas?
That's correct.
Do you have a middle initial or a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay, and then Crystal, what is your social, please?
Okay, 505-921-650.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it. You said 505-921-650?
Yes.
Okay, and then for your email, your primary email, I have it as dreamoabl@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Okay, and then your primary phone number, I have it as 402-298-6199.
That's correct.
Okay, and then I'm assuming it is a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
All of the, text or email would be good.
Text or email? Okay. And then if we ever have to give you a call, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon.
Okay. Let me see here. And then what is your primary address now?
6909 Sepulveda Boulevard.
How do you spell that?
Sepulveda is S-E-P-U-L-V-E-D-A.
Is that in Van Nuys?
Van Nuys, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So 6909 Sepulveda Boulevard, Los Angeles County, California, 91405.
Yeah, the city is Van Nuys, the city that I'm in. V-A-N and then separate word N-U-Y-S.
Okay, V-A-N space N-U-Y-S. That's the city, correct?
Yes.
V-A-N-N-U-Y-S, Van Nuys. Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
It's like an apartment, yeah.
Okay. What apartment should I put?
115.
115?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a 6909 Sepulveda Boulevard, apartment 115, Van Nuys, California, 91405?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. And then was the Depo Provera given to you by a doctor or medical staff?
It was given by my gynecologist.
Okay, your doctor?
Yes.
Let me see. And then how many times was the Depo injected in your life, roughly?
Once every 3 months.
Uh-huh. Let me see. From 2013 to 2017, so 4 years, and you said once every 3 months, so that's about four times a year, correct?
Yeah, about so.
And then you took it for 4 years. If my math is correct, that's about 16 times in your life that you took it, or am I wrong?
That sounds about it, yeah.
Sounds about right, 16?
Yeah.
Got it, okay. And then, excuse me, what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Carlos Flores.
Okay, Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, Flores, mm-hmm. F-L-O-R-E-S?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. And then what is the name of the facility where you were getting the Depo Provera, like the clinic or the hospital?
Okay, the hospital is Valley Presbyterian Hospital, and you need their address.
I can find it. Valley Presbyterian Hospital. Is it the 15107 Van Nuys Street?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information. And then 15107 Van Owen Street in the same city, right?
Yeah.
Van Nuys, okay. And then for their phone number, I have it as 818-782-6600. Does that sound correct?
Oh, for the hospital.
Or do you have it?
I have a 818-782-6600.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
818-782-6600? Yeah.
Got it. And then it was Dr. Flores, the same one that was prescribing you the depot?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just copy and paste the address. Okay, thank you for that. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Let's see. Yeah, they gave me blood tests. I had CT scans,
okay.
MRI, and biopsy.
Okay, you did have a CAT scan and an MRI? Oh, you said yes?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Their name is Sean Armin, neurosurgeon.
Is Sean spelled S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N?
It's S-E-A-N.
Okay. S-E-A-N. And then Armin, is it A-R-M-E-N?
It's A-R-M-I-N.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. And then was he also at the Valley Presbyterian Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let me just copy and paste this information down there. Okay, thank you for that. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was this brain surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, steroids?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, of course. What treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
Well, they, did a craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay, surgery and radiation?
Yes.
Surgery and radiation. Okay. Was Dr. Sean Armin the same one that treated you for that?
Yes.
Yes, okay, let me see here. Just got to copy and paste that. All right. And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
You were? Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do you remember the dates of when you were hospitalized? I do know that you were diagnosed April of 2017. Did you stay there right away or did you have to come back a couple of days?
I had radiation. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. When were the dates that you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
I just had radiation therapy. I'm sorry.
You never had surgery? Or you did?
They did the,
cranny.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you did have that, surgery and you did have radiation. The only thing I'm trying to find out right now is if you were hospitalized and if you were, for how many days?
Okay, well, I just had the radiation therapy, and just the radiation.
So you never had surgery, or you did?
Well, when they did the biopsy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they took out the...
the tumor?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had the surgery, and then after that you had some radiation, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And then you said you were hospitalized. Was this for like 2 to 3 days, 5 days, a week?
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't in
or
the
you
hospital.
You weren't hospitalized?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. So you never stayed at the hospital for a couple of days, right?
No.
Okay, so you were not hospitalized. That's okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't. Not...
You don't? The hospital does have them though, right?
Yeah.
If we ever needed them, would you be able to provide them for us?
I'd have to get...
You would probably have to go to the hospital or call them and ask for your files. Do you think you would be able to provide them for us if we ever need them?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
No, that's okay. And then would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Probably by mail.
Mail? Okay. And then for this final part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Let me see. I don't really have an emergency contact.
It can even be a friend if you want.
Let me see. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, let me, I have a phone number here is 818.
Let me see. Does this person live with you or no?
No.
No? Okay. And you said it is 818?
626.
Mm-hmm.
7989. 626-7989? Yeah, this is for the emergency contact. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And is this a friend?
Yes.
Friend? Okay. And then what's their name, please?
First name is Velton. V is in Victor, E-L-T-O-N. And last name, Brown.
Like the color?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you happen to know their email? If not, I can just put yours.
Yeah, you can just put mine. They
got
don't
it.
Need email.
Got it. Okay. And then do you know their emergency or do you know their address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
Yeah, you can just put mine.
Just put yours? Okay. Got it. Okay, looks like we are done with the questions. Let me just review these files with you before I send them over for you to quickly sign, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Yeah, we're almost done. Just like 2 more minutes, and then we are good to go. All right, let me see. I see them right here. Okay, so for your full name, I have it as Crystal Y. Thomas, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then that's spelled C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, and then Y, and then last name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, correct?
Right.
Okay, I have your address as 6909 Sepulveda Boulevard, Van Nuys, California, 91405.
That's correct.
Phone number is 402-298-6199.
Correct.
All right, and then email is dreamobl at yahoo.com.
It's dream. O A B L at Yahoo.
Correct. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, everything looks good. Go ahead and put me on speaker now. I just sent you these documents, both via email and text. So you can open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay, I see a...
You're going to see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents.
Yeah, I have it here, yes.
Go ahead and open it up. Once you click on the link, I believe you have to agree to the text messages and electronic signature, and then you're going to see a big yellow start button.
Okay, SMS message from Master. Okay, just click on yes. DocuSign, okay.
And then you'll know when to start when you see that big yellow button that tells you to start. And then there is a box where you click it and you have to draw your signature with your finger, okay?
One second. It says here, this site can't ask for your permission to close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again. I think I have to close something out. Please view and act on these documents. Let's see here. Does I agree and then continue?
Yep.
And then I see, initial.
Yep.
Let's see.
Let me see.
I have to draw my signature, it says.
Yeah. Draw your signature with your finger.
And then click the yellow button. And there's a couple more to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it goes. And I just click finish.
Okay, let me see. I'll be able to review them with you just to make sure that everything is correct. Okay.
Another pop-up. It says all parties have completed.
Yeah, that just saying okay. It's done. Okay, I see it. See, I see one signature there. And then I see another signature there. Okay, yeah. It looks like everything was filled out perfectly. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They are going to try to call you here in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you are able to pick up that call, because they cannot start this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number in a couple minutes. That way, if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on there. Or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't heard from them, you can give me a call or a text and I can look into this for you, okay?
Okay.
And then the final thing, I will also attach their personal information, like the law firm name and their number. That way, in case you want to take matters into your own hands, you can call them up too, okay?
Okay. Thank
you. Got it. Okay, Crystal, I appreciate your time. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.